With the 8th pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the St. Louis Rams select Tavon Austin, wide receiver, West Virginia.
Baltimore kid.
Wow.
Played high school bar, high school ball at Dunbar.
Yeah. We played against him a couple times, yeah.
And now he is the first non-lineman taken in the first round, number 8. He goes to St. Louis in a trade with Buffalo that sends Tavon Austin to the Rams. We'll see him in preseason.
Wow.
He looks like, kind of reminds me of Jackson from...
Deshaun.
Deshaun Jackson, yeah. Deshaun Jackson from the Eagles. He has that kind of playmaking, big play ability.
Yeah.
The thing that I think people will question is whether or not he'll be able to stand up to the rigors of the NFL because of his size.
Right.
You know. But he's going to be one heck of a slot receiver, though. I know that.
Well, not high in the draft, you're looking at Ted Ginn.
Ooh. Right. Who was a stand.
And I don't want to say it because, I mean, I love Tavon. I hope he has a long career. I'm just saying, you know,
that kind of guy
up that. You know, he's not Julio Jones and A.J. Green,
right.
Or a Megatron. So, yeah, I don't want to call it a reach, but it's a scary proposition.
It does indicate a team that probably drafts by need instead of by board. When you see a player like that, that build, that skill set, that high, I tend to think back to Darius Hayward Bay going to the Oakland Raiders in a top 10 pick, a guy who would have been a terrific second-round pick, Torrey Smith has been.
Yep.
But if you take him in the top 10, it changes the expectations. It's almost unfair to the player.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, that's a lot of pressure you're putting on a guy. I know that Sam Bradford's happy because he's going to have a guy that he can work and mold. And then you're also talking about from a receiver standpoint, you're in a dome. And, you know, you're going to have perfect weather, 1 mile per hour wind, and making some speed cuts on a great surface for 8 games.
Fastest show on turf.
Yeah, and they must have thought the Jets were going to pick him.
Yeah.
Steve, you spent so much time in your business, growing your business, interviewing young people.
Yeah.
Have you shared a lot with your scouts in terms of some of the, I don't want to call them tricks of the trade so much as insights into reading people when they're trying to get a feel for projecting how somebody's going to do 3 years down the line in this industry?
No, I'm too far behind. It's not, because if I had done this, again, I came in, what can I teach Eric DaCosta and those guys about this stuff? And they have been around these young guys. I mean, John Harbaugh, he's been around these guys. He wasn't interviewing him at the combine necessarily as a special teams coach, but he was getting them. Undrafted free agents trying to figure out which guys can make his special teams. Who, you know, that was a big deal for John, because undrafteds, those are the guys you try and steal that they're good enough to get on your, you know, to play special teams and make the roster and things like that. So I was too far behind the curve to give these guys anything. One time about 5 years ago, Eric said, "Do you have any questions that I can ask that would kind of throw them for a loop?" And I said, "Yeah, I got one. Say to the kid, what's the worst thing that you ever did that you got away with?"
did you catalog those answers?
Because you're going to watch the kid going, how far down on my list of things that I've done wrong can I admit to do in this interview?
Right.
You know, like, you, and it's like stole candy. It's like, you're a liar because I know you've done worse than that. You know, and if they say something really bad, it's like, oh, okay, that's the end of the interview. Call the authorities.
I'm sitting here trying to think of the worst thing I've ever done that I got away with.
And you would admit to somebody
correct.
Else.
No,
it's like in the middle of an interview.
You don't tell your kids the stuff.
I say, just look at their – just watch the looks on their face while they try and process this question before they give you an answer. I said, you might not learn anything from it, but you're going to have some great looks on the kids' faces of these kids, you know.
That's phenomenal.
On the clock now, the New York Jets with a 9th pick overall. The Jets with 3 minutes and 10 seconds remaining. Let's go back 6 years when you're looking for a head coach. Rex Ryan interviews with you, and I think everybody in this room, we think very highly of Rex Ryan. We loved Rex, and players loved Rex. And there was a lot of thought that he might become the Ravens' next head coach. You chose John Harbaugh instead of Rex Ryan. Those are really the high-leverage leadership decisions an owner has to make, because it dictates literally the next decade of your franchise, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It was one of my tougher decisions, and it wasn't something that Rex was ever going to buy. But when I had made the decision, when we got rid of Brian and we were finally there doing this, The one thing that I could not get away from was the offensive defensive disparity, the imbalance in my organization. I was trying to shed what I thought was the cancer of my team, and that was a defensive mentality that expected the offense to play conservative so the defense could play lights out. And I thought that that was inherently unfair to say to an offense, you don't screw up, you don't lose the game, and then we'll win it. So then if we lose the game, the defense would go, oh, yeah, they had three turnovers. So, you know, Rex wasn't going to solve that problem for me. It was going to perpetuate that problem in my eyes. And I felt that it wasn't Rex, but it was what Rex represented as the bully big brother of my family. And I thought that that needed to be put in place. And I think that Rex probably was at a disadvantage, not an advantage, because of that.
That's the power of decisions, and this is another decision day. We're visiting with Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti as we continue to watch the unfolding of the first round of the 2013 NFL Draft. As the